Hello, Starseeds, and welcome to a new episode of Rooted in Starlight. I hope everyone has made it through the lunar eclipse without too much of a challenge. I definitely know this eclipse felt differently for me as well. There was just more of intense energy as opposed to excitement. I think there was more, with the solar eclipse, there was more of a energy of, you know, wanting to be moving and being involved in things. And this lunar eclipse was the exact opposite. It was very much the, kind of needing to chill out and needing to really go inward. So I hope for those of you that felt the energy in that way of really feeling like you needed to go inward, that you were able to give yourself some time to be doing that. I know that I definitely took that time because I definitely needed that, which did prevent me from being online as much as I thought I was going to be. But that was probably also some of that Mercury retrograde in Gemini, which is acting a little wonkier than I was hoping. I mean, I really thought that would kind of be a grounding element. And what's interesting with it is there are certain things that are working out, but I find that there is more challenges to get something to work out. So it's like there's five steps to do in order to get to the place you're trying to get to with this Mercury being retrograde in Gemini. And so that's going to be continuing because Mercury is retrograde until June the 3rd. Now, we do have a shift with Mercury, which will be coming up the beginning of next week, or I should say at the end of this weekend, because you're listening to this either Thursday or Friday, and then Mercury actually moves back into Taurus on Sunday the 22nd. And so hopefully that will be, I think one of the things that might happen with it in Taurus is if you've been getting a lot of information or you've had to be dealing with a lot of details on things that you weren't necessarily expecting, moving back in Taurus, Mercury will slow down a bit. And so you might be able to have a chance to, you know, go through information that you've been receiving while Mercury's been retrograde in Gemini, and then be able to process it a little better than what might be happening. The big word that actually came to me over the weekend with this lunar eclipse and what was going on with this Mercury retrograde was pivot. And so I feel like that's part of what Mercury's trying to work with us on, is being able to relax into the pivot and just figure that whatever it is you've got planned, have a plan B and a plan C, because you might need one of them as well. Or if things are not going to work out the way that you hope, to just be like, okay, that's all right. It's not the end of the world. And so please keep in mind with the lunar eclipse, there is obviously still energy from that that you're going to be processing. I know for me, obviously, the heaviness of the energy or the intensity of the energy has lightened up, which is great. But things that might be showing up in your life that are associated with that eclipse and associated with what changes might be coming your way, what issues you may have to be dealing with, that's still very much in play until the 23rd of May, because eclipse energy is intimately connected with us a good week after the eclipse itself has happened. And so you may have gotten some initial things either right before the eclipse or, you know, the day of, a couple days after, which might have involved either, you know, family members. Like I said in my show notes for last week, with this being a Scorpio eclipse, you know, and a Scorpio full moon, you're definitely dealing with, you know, possibly dealing with money issues. And you're actually, that with the nodes as well, is going to be, with these eclipses, both in Taurus and Scorpio, that's going to be, finances are going to be something that you're going to be dealing with, especially if you are a Taurus or Scorpio, and especially if you're a Taurus rising or a Scorpio rising, or you have planets in those houses, or you have the nodes in those, and I don't mean houses, I mean signs. So if you have planets in Taurus and Scorpio, or if you have the nodes themselves, the North and South node in Taurus and Scorpio, then again, as I've been saying on some of the other previous episodes, these eclipses and this year and a half that started back in January are going to be very transformational for you. And finances and money is definitely one of the issues that will be involved in some way, whether that's attached to a, you know, a job or a career or a business you're trying to start, you know, whether it's attached to inheritance due to the loss of loved ones. So just be prepared for that if you're someone that is, due to your birth chart, you're someone that is intimately and directly impacted by these eclipses and the nodes being in Taurus and Scorpio. And once we get through this period, which I said, I think you'll see, you know, things really start settling down by the 23rd. We're good as far as eclipses go, I guess, until October and November, when we will have the next solar and lunar eclipses. Although what will be interesting, and I talked about it in one of my previous episodes when I was talking about the eclipses, it will be interesting to see what will happen once you have Venus move into Taurus. And once she moves into Taurus, then, and that happens the end of this month. But then in June, there will be a certain point in June, and obviously I'll talk about that in a future episode. There'll be a certain point in June where she will be moving over the points for the solar eclipse. And remember, she was the ruler of the solar eclipse. And then for Scorpio, for this lunar eclipse, you had both Mars and Pluto being the rulers of those eclipses. So it will be interesting to see once Venus and Mars get into Taurus and move over these points with where the solar eclipse happened, and then move over the points where they would be opposite the lunar eclipse, to see if that, you know, kind of awakens anything from what you might be experiencing or have experienced from these eclipses. And so it's not like that's a, you know, done and dusted situation. Hopefully, though, the majority of the energy is something that you are able to be processing and being able to organize it in a way that it will work for you. And then, like I said, Mercury's retrograde. So you just, that's really just requires us, A, being able to pivot, and B, being able to, you know, recognize that some things might need to be done over. Or, you know, like I said, with Gemini, Gemini is the sign of the twins. And so there can be choices where it's, you know, this or that kind of situation. And so that's one of the things to just be aware that while Mercury's retrograde, you don't always have all the information that you need. And so, you know, some of the information you're getting now, once Mercury goes direct, you may find out that there's more information attached to that. And that's why we astrologers will often say that it is not good to start new things during a Mercury retrograde, especially anything that Mercury is involved with. It's fine to be working on the things that require you to go back and review and, reset or, research on something that you've been trying to get done that, has been on the to-do list. Those kind of things can be supported by Mercury. And when I say supported, I don't necessarily mean where everything you need is going to be right there and, oh, hey, no problem. But I mean, you can put energy into them and usually, get the information that you need, even if it might take a little time for that to happen. And so that being said, what we're working with now are some of the other planetary aspects. For Thursday, the 19th, one of the aspects that we have is the Sun trining Pluto. And Pluto is retrograde as well. Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn. And so I like that this aspect right now. And the Sun, remember, right now is in Taurus. Pluto is in Capricorn. This conjunction actually for the Eastern time takes place at 8:11 a.m. And so it might be something that will kind of be covering your day. But I feel like one of the things that's nice about this aspect is that the Sun in Taurus, I think you're going to see some things where it might be able to say, oh, hey, you need some support here. In order for something to be working for you. And this particular aspect may send that support, or there may be information that you'll receive that will really help you. There might be some systems or organizations that you'll be able to come across that will actually help you with what it is that you are in need of help or service on. And so that's one of those aspects that I've really think is kind of nice to be working with after some of the energy that we have been. And what's interesting is that's the last aspect that the Sun makes in Taurus, because beginning on Friday, the 20th of May, we have the Sun moving into Gemini. It does not move into Gemini until 9:23 p.m., and again, these are all Eastern Standard Times, or Eastern Daylight Times. But the Sun moving into Gemini, that is a mutable air. So that will be happy birthday to all our Geminis who are definitely people that know how to pivot. Maybe for some people a little too much, but a Gemini definitely knows how to move from one thing to the next. And obviously this is also the sign that rules over our logic, our curiosity, our communication, and how well we handle change. That's the part of it being the mutable air. Mutable is the essence, and quality of being able to, embrace change and find yourself being able to, move with that on some level with some ease. And I know that you've got some people that think that Geminis can flit from one thing to the other, but Geminis really are people that love information and love to share that information. And in a positive way, one of the archetypes for the Gemini is the storyteller, because they are someone that wants to be able to share information in a way that can help other people. Obviously, the challenging or the more shadow aspect of that is someone that might just get into being being about gossiping or something like that. And so in your highest vibration, your Gemini is someone that is able to gather information, work with that information in such a way that they are able to, put it out there and share it where it can benefit not only themselves but others. And that's part of the curiosity piece that is one of the attributes that is associated with them, because Geminis are always on the search for that. And so what's interesting with that too is we'll have the sun and moon trine each other on that day. And remember, I just wanted to remind you that with your trines, just because we have the trine that happens Thursday, the 19th, with the sun and Pluto, and then you have a trine between the sun and the moon on Friday, the 20th. And you also have a trine with the moon and Mercury on the 20th as well. And what I like about the trines are a, they reflect what we call the nature of Jupiter. And so they have a expansive energy about them and a positive energy where they want to be able to deliver you something without you needing to put it in a lot of effort for it. And so when I speak about these aspects and I'm talking about a trine, understand that that's part of what that energy is, which is why I like to, you know, mention them on these podcasts as, and when they're happening, because I'm like, anything that cosmic energy that can come your way where it's alleviating things and making things, you know, move smoother for you is definitely something that is worth being aware of, and information that can be valuable. Because we actually do on Thursday have Mercury and Jupiter having a sextile together. Now, Mercury, as I said, that's retrograde, so it's not as it's at its strongest. Jupiter is in Aries, and Jupiter is kicking off a new 12-year cycle. And so that's one of those, you know, the sextile, again, is a positive aspect. It's known as the nature of Venus, and what it can open you to possibilities. It can help energy flow smoothly. Interestingly enough, with the sextile, the one difference between that and your trine is with a sextile, it does require some effort. And I find that to be interesting, since this sextile is between a retrograde Mercury and Jupiter, which means that would have some effort involved anyway, just trying to make sure that the information you have is either A, accurate, or B, all the information that you need at any given time. When you're working with that. So those are some of the things that are happening like right off the bat. And then on the 21st, once we have the sun move into Gemini, then the sun and Mercury conjunct. And that happens at 3:18 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st. One of the things that's interesting with this conjunction is it's actually referred to as an inferior conjunction due to the fact that Mercury, as I said, is retrograde, and so it's not at its strongest. But again, this could be information that you are in need of. And with the sun in Gemini right now, the sun obviously is there wanting to help us be able to kind of sort through maybe all the information that we've been getting or the things that have been coming at us since Mercury's been retrograde. And so the sun being in Gemini, you're definitely in a situation where that has the ability to literally illuminate for you what it is that you can really use for information to help in what you might be trying to work on or build, or what it is that would actually be something that would just make things more difficult for you to be engaging in. And then once we are getting past the Saturday, then like I said, we have on Sunday, then we have Mercury moving back into Taurus, and that happens at 9:15 p.m. And like I said, what I believe that will be beneficial with is just getting Mercury to slow down a little so that you're not having so many things, so much information come at you that you are kind of going down rabbit holes. I feel sometimes with Mercury in Gemini, especially in retrograde, that that's one of the things that can happen with it, is that, you know, it can kind of send you down rabbit holes much more easily, where, you know, you're starting to do an email on your computer, and then you pick up your phone and you end up on Instagram, and then you forget that you were sending an email. Those kind of things can definitely happen with a Mercury retrograde in Gemini. One of the things I did want to touch on with the sun moving in Gemini and kind of kicking off Gemini season, and that is the throat chakra is definitely the chakra that is activated with Gemini energy. And obviously the throat chakra is all about how we express ourselves, how we communicate, the ways in which we communicate. And so you definitely want to be taking care of that. And by all means, you're very much still with these, with this lunar eclipse. Remember in the last episode, I was talking about how that was the root chakra and the lower abdomen chakra. And so they are very much chakras that are activated as well, while we're still sorting out all of this eclipse energy, and while you're still kind of processing that, if that is what is going on for you. And then once we have Mercury back in Taurus, we then have the other piece of good news that we have once Mercury gets in Taurus, and like I said, I hope it just helps in a way that it's going to be able to sort out information for us. And then the other big news that will be happening is that we will have Mars moving into Aries on the 24th of May. So with Jupiter in Aries, if you have found that you haven't necessarily had the kickstart to things that you thought you were going to have happen, I think you'll see a difference once Mars moves back into Aries and begins its new journey around the zodiac, as well as moving into its home sign. So it definitely will empower Mars. And I think on that level, you will, you know, start seeing things maybe moving a little faster, plans going a little smoother. And again, albeit with Mercury humming, you know, in the background, being retrograde. So, but, you know, Mars is going to be ready to take off once it moves into Aries. And it's definitely going to be wanting to, you know, be, you know, working with Jupiter and saying, okay, what is it you want to do? Not a problem. Here's the energy. You know, here's what you need. On the 23rd, speaking of Jupiter, one of the other aspects that we have that I think will be really nice is we have the Sun sextiling Jupiter on the 23rd. So that will be the Sun in Gemini and Jupiter in Aries. And so what's interesting right now is now you've got this fire and air energy working together, with planets that are in Aries, which obviously that's Chiron's been in there, but you still have Venus in Aries, Jupiter in Aries, and then we will have Mars moving into Aries as of the 24th. And so that fire energy with the Sun being in Gemini might then help move things along, activate some things if you feel like things have just been taking too long or not progressing at a level that you were hoping. I think in this next week, with the shifts that are going to be happening, I think you'll be seeing some energy, certainly the pace pick up. And I think even internally, you're just going to feel the energy pick up a little faster. and not faster at the point where you won't be able to get things done. Because remember, Jupiter wants you to be able to grow, and he wants you to be able to be successful, and he wants that without there needing to be challenges. One of the things that's interesting too on the 24th is that we also have the moon moving into Aries. That moves into Aries at 5:39 p.m. And then you have Mars moving into Aries at 7:17 p.m. And so the moon will conjunct with Jupiter on the 24th on Tuesday night. That happens like at 10:27 p.m. And I think with Aries being in the sign, with Mars being in the sign of Aries by then, I think that will be certainly something that should bode well and be able to be providing us with, you know, feeling good about something that we're trying to work on and get done, and feel like maybe, oh, now I've got the impetus to do this, or now I've got, you know, what I need to be able to do this. And then the only thing that we just need to be aware of is that with Mercury retrograde, that you want to just keep an eye on how that is still working in the background. Because it will definitely, when it wants to, be showing you that it's still very much in play. And so once we get through that, this retrograde period, I think, and again, I feel like if you're working on things that you've been trying to get done, once you've got the Mars and Jupiter energy together in Aries and the Sun in Gemini, I feel like then the retrograde will actually start showing some results. That retrograde period may not be as difficult as it has been for people. Like I said, the word pivot came to me because I realized at one point I was like, this is just wonkier than I thought it was going to be. And I know for me, one of the things that it's been interesting is it's like I've had things work out, but I've had them work out in the weirdest way. Some things have worked out. So that's going to be something to see once, like I said, Mercury moves back into Taurus, because the energy of Mercury will slow down. And so hopefully that means that that will be beneficial to what's going to be happening with the Sun moving into Gemini and with Mars moving into Aries, and literally kind of energizing everyone that's already in Aries. One of the things that is also interesting about Mars and Jupiter being in Aries is that they are traveling behind Chiron, because Chiron, which is our, wounded healer, Chiron is at 15 degrees. And so for Jupiter and for Mars, they right now are covering the degree points that Chiron's already covered. And so Chiron is someone that wants us to be able to, you know, create wholeness within ourselves. And so I think that is another piece of this that's going to be beneficial. I mean, we had Venus in Chiron, and I do feel like that Venus-Chiron conjunction that happened right at the lunar eclipse, I feel like that was another piece of what made this energy so intense, because it just really internalized the energy. And so I feel like, you know, Venus is now ahead of Chiron. She has, you know, obviously moved forward. But then you've got Mars and Jupiter that'll be traveling behind Chiron. And so they will be covering these degree points that Chiron's already worked on with you and already said, this is what needed to be healed. And I've sent these, you know, situations into your life in order for that to be something that you could work on. And so if you're someone that knows that you've been engaged in that kind of work, then this is definitely a period where once you've the Mars in Aries, reigniting that energy for Jupiter and supporting Jupiter, I think that you'll really see some changes for the better happening for you, and certainly solutions being able to be there at an easier pace, so to speak. And so that is what I want to leave with for what I'm covering for this week. I do believe I will be on social media more this week. I am posting, but I did think that last week I was going to do more of an online presence with videos and lives, and that was not what was being asked of me with this lunar eclipse energy. And as an astrologer and as a holistic healer, I really needed to honor that. And so hopefully for me, that will be different this week as this energy is lightening up and as we get, you know, Mars in Aries and the Sun in Gemini, I hopefully will see some things turning around for us. I want to thank everyone who is listening and supporting this podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And I wanted to take a couple minutes here and just give a shout out to some of the other podcasts that I've been listening to that I have been finding very helpful. I mean, other than astrology podcast, there are a lot of other podcasts that I listen to. And what's interesting is there's a lot of things going on these other podcasts that tie in so well with what's happening cosmically. You know, like with this lunar eclipse and the change being asked of us with the north and south node being in Taurus and Scorpio. So I wanted to give a shout out to the Perspective Maintenance podcast, which if you have not been listening to that, I highly recommend that you listen to that if you are someone that is in the process of change and just needing that support and that voice of someone letting you know, hey, we know this is hard and, you know, here's some tips that can help and here's someone here to support you. So the Perspective Maintenance with host John Chow had an episode on April 27th with Heather Sue, and it was called Understanding Change and How to Make Change Work for You. And that is an amazing episode. It does cover the five stages of change and positive psychology. I am a psychology student, so obviously it was just an episode I was really able to immerse myself in, and I really enjoyed it. So that is definitely, his podcast as a whole is something to check out. But if you're in stages of change right now from these eclipses and you feel like you just really need some support and some tips on what can really help with that and the pace on which to do it, because we are not linear beings, you know, there is a lot of, you know, taking two steps forward and one step back, and there is nothing wrong with that. And so this is one of those podcasts that it's, and this particular episode, it just really was something that was beautiful to listen to because it really supports that way that we are as human beings. And Heather Sue herself has a podcast called Let's Do the Daily Differently. And so I think that's another one that's good to check out, especially after you hear her on Perspective Maintenance and this episode that was done on April 27th. And again, it's called Understanding Change and How to Make Change Work for You. And then I've spoken about her podcast before, but I'm going to recommend that you listen to the Mad for Purple podcast with host Pam December. Her episode 16, which was published on May the 5th, is an episode that the guest that she has on is a high priestess who does archetypal work with the chakras and also vocal healing. And being that we're, you know, we already have Mercury in Gemini retrograde, but we are about to have the Sun move into Gemini, I just felt when I was listening to that podcast that it was one to really give a shout out on, so that any of you that are interested, again, in the archetypes for the chakras, this is a great episode to get some information on that, as well as to understand how important our throat chakra is as far as who we are as human beings. And then the other podcast I wanted to give a shout out to is Better Way to Do Life with Christina Vine. This is episode 10 that she just released, and that episode is called Doing the Inner Work and Getting Back to Wholeness. And she speaks with a transformational coach, Luke Montalone. And again, it is another fabulous episode. They cover the stages of attachment theory, which are really, really good. Because again, as a psychology student, I was all into that. And then he also covers a couple other modalities for being able to work with the different parts of ourselves and the different elements within us and how to integrate them. So this is a really, really good episode. And I, for any of you, there obviously is another reason to support this. For any of you that just feel overwhelmed with what's going on in Ukraine, Christina lives in Ukraine. And so supporting this podcast is just, in the tiniest of way, a way to support the Ukrainians and support their fight for being able to live the lives that they were living and to be able to get back again to some kind of wholeness for themselves. And so this episode is a great episode for any of the change that's going on within you personally, but it's also a great podcast to start following and supporting if you're just trying to, if you're in a situation where you just feel like what's going on in the world is too much for me to handle and, oh, I can't do anything. This is one thing you can do. And again, her podcast is called Better Way to Do Life. It is episode 10. It is an amazing episode. It's an episode that I know I'm going to be listening to again myself because I didn't take notes, and I realized as I was listening to it, I was like, oh, I could actually write some things down on this one. So they are the three I'm going to leave you with today, and I may be online giving shout outs to some of the other podcasts that I listen to, because there's just a lot of good podcasts out there right now with a lot of good material that can help us to be working with the energies that we are working through internally that are connected to what's going on cosmically. And that's one of the pieces for me as a holistic healer that I work with, is that trying to get someone to understand that the energy that you're working with isn't just energy that's bubbling up out of nowhere. It's coming from somewhere. And in a lot of cases, it's obviously energy that can be coming from, you know, your past and whatever you might be dealing with. It can be something that's coming from your present if it's something that is traumatic that you're dealing with. But that energy is then also interacting with what is going on, you know, cosmically in the sky. And so these podcasts, The Perspective Maintenance, Mad for Purple, and Better Way to Do Life are three podcasts that right now, the episodes that they have, I just think you'll find them to be very beneficial. Again, with Perspective Maintenance, it is the episode from April 27th with Heather Sue, Understanding Change and How to Make Change Work for You. So on topic for this lunar eclipse and the Scorpio energy that was involved with that, and with the Saturn energy of, oh, it's time to be making real plans and how realistic are you being? And then Mad for Purple with Pam December as the host. That's episode 16, and that is from May 5th. And the guest that she had on was Flora Ware, who is a high priestess and does archetypal work with the chakras and vocal healing. And so that is a great conversation to check out. And then finally, again, Better Way to Do Life with Christina Vine, episode 10. It's the latest episode she posted, and it is with transformational coach Luke Montalone. And it's doing the inner work and getting back to wholeness. And one of the things that's great about that episode is they talk about how doing the inner work is not easy. And that in itself is a golden nugget to walk away, because that's sometimes what gets overlooked, is that this work is challenging. It can be difficult. And we can have times when we're just like, WTF. So these three podcasts are the ones that I wanted to give shouts out for this week. I will have them in my show notes as well. If you are interested in what you're hearing from my podcast, by all means, please like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review or a rating, and then share. You can find me on Apple and Spotify and wherever else you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And I am available if you want to be touching base and reaching out to me on Facebook under Tricia Morrissey, and also under Rooted in Starlight. And on Instagram, it's trisha.morrissey.31. If you'd like to email me for a calendar with all the cosmic happenings, that is all one word, rootedinstarlight@gmail.com. And as I like to sign off, I want to thank everyone for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And remember, reach high, for the stars lie hidden in your soul.